Even after Magic Johnson had the big press conference announcing his condition, he was still going around banging chicks. A friend of mine, a comedian, was like, yeah, a couple days after, I was at this party, and this is the party where everyone's banging everybody, and I watched Magic Johnson, he said, buck naked with a shiner, if you know what I'm talking about.
Wow.
Whistle wet.
Well, imagine being at that orgy. You'd be like, we should start the fucking car. This is not good.
I mean,
like a high AIDS ratio at this orgy.
Yeah, that's not like having his eyebrow cut open at during a basketball game.
No.
That's how he got it.
Welcome to the Naughty Show here on Playboy Radio, also available for download on all things comedy. Loving Seven Heaven, loving Playboy Radio, loving the good vibes, hoping our guests show up.
It's what we'd call a regular show.
It's a regular show. Another day in Burbank.
Another day in paradise.
Yay!
That's right, children.
How'd the break go for everybody?
God, it's so good. You mean the break in between shows?
Yeah.
Well, you guys are texting, but I'll tell you guys what I did. I went to the bathroom and took a yellow pee.
Oh, me too.
Thank God it's yellow. Well, how yellow? Really yellow?
Vitamins.
Gold.
Or AIDS.
No.
Could go either way, right? Vitamin or AIDS?
I take vitamins.
Let's take a vote real quick. Rick, vitamin or AIDS? Real quick, be honest.
Vitamins.
Vitamins.
Vitamins or AIDS?
Yeah.
I'm going AIDS.
You're all right. It's Vitamades. It's a new vitamin from the maker of AIDS. They finally combined their products into one beautiful, beautiful product. If you're one of those people who loves taking, you know, supplements and things like that, and you also... Oh, no. We can't do it again, Rick. No, Rick. Rick. The news team retired, Rick.
We went so hard on the last one.
Yeah, we're done. We can't do it again.
We're going to take a week off.
Breaking news... Rick's heart's broken.
Oh,
Rick.
Rick likes
it. It was rocking.
Let's see.
Anyway, it's vitamins.
If Chris heard.
Anyway, it wasn't AIDS.
Anyway, not AIDS, everybody.
Hold on one second. Let's play a little game.
Uh-oh.
Chris Fairbanks, how are you?
I'm all right. I just got your question marks. I wasn't sure of that. Are you wondering my arrival time?
Are you close?
Yeah, I'm very close. I might be 5 minutes late. Is this something where you're timed and you have to get going right before?
Nope. Just pay attention to the road. Get here as soon as you can. We've started your hour, and we've talked about you already.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I just live in Venice. It's hard for me to get anywhere. But I'm driving to...
That's a delay.
Is there a place where I can park indoors, or...?
Park in front.
Okay.
All right.
I'll see you soon.
All right. Hope to see you today.
Yeah.
Bye.
Oh, man.
That felt comfortable.
That was a loaded, yeah.
You think he's not happy?
That yes sounded...
Think he's really angry?
I don't know. The yes sounded loaded. Maybe I'm wrong.
What time do you think he left?
Well, I don't know what time he left, but he's... So he's almost 5 minutes late, so, you know. I mean, I don't know. It's such a fucker to get, like, to get anywhere in L.A. during the fucking day is
if
such...
You were leaving, if you were
Venice,
leaving
when
Venice,
when would I leave?
Yes. What, Monday?
Sammy, that's a good one. I would have left probably about...
2?
No, I'd have left at, like, 2:45.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's when I would have left.
Yeah.
Well, what's interesting to me about this guest specifically is that he hosts a podcast called Do You Need a Ride?
Yeah.
About getting the guest to the airport.
Oh.
With airports and cars, punctuality is key.
But he lives in Venice, so he lives like 2 blocks from the airport.
Yeah.
Oh, is that close to the airport? I don't know. I'm out in Ventura County. Like a whole separate world.
It is a whole separate world.
It is. It's different. That's where a man can take as many brides as he likes.
Well, yeah, right?
Yeah.
Isn't that what it's known for?
Absolutely right.
What's going on in Ventura that everyone's excited about? Anything new?
Ventura County?
Yeah.
Oh, just fucking craziness.
Why?
Well,
what's
I go
going
to
on?
The store and I get all my stuff in plastic bags. It's mayhem.
Dude. Man, I'll tell you what. I know we retired breaking news, but we're not doing it, but that would use it.
Why not bring it back one time? For Ricky.
No, he won't do
it. He won't do it.
That's funny. That's good. I like it.
Ricky
I like it.
Dickey.
He's happy. Don't worry.
The crew has walked out.
He's not.
Oh, he's back! That That's right. The final breaking news we may ever do on the Naughty Show podcast.
Ever, just...
Shut up, Sam. I'm at the news desk.
Okay.
Just to let you know that surgeons have stitched together real quick Rick's heart and aortas, and he's got a working heart again, and he's a happy little boy. And the breaking news before Ventura County people are shopping. That's the end of news forever.
I will never, ever, ever.
We
ever
need to, no more of this show.
Up.
We can't. No matter how tempting
it is. I'm with you.
Okay.
Last time was so big. It's
we
so
went
addictive.
Big.
It's so addictive.
It was our first night in Vegas.
Yeah.
We were up till 7. We were talking to girls. We did blow. It's
we
night
had to
2.
Be, we had to be
let's
work.
Get some dinner and have a couple beers and maybe call it.
We had to, we've been all up all night partying, doing blow. We had to get to a writing gig for a bad French game show. Where's our room at the Hard Rock? We
Sam,
can't remember.
Sam, you paint such a vivid picture. It's like I lived it. It's like I was there.
I just went to Vegas. I was back in Vegas.
Oh,
this will come out Sunday. I was last Sunday. I went to Vegas every year.
Why?
For 5 years straight, I have gone to the NBA Summer League.
Oh, yeah. And were you gambling there? Would it say?
No. I literally this time drove in, went to 5 games, drove home.
How was it?
Oh, my God.
Dude, phenomenal.
Yeah.
Did you go with Jordan? Did he go?
No, I went with
you're friends with Michael
Matt
Jordan?
Notes.
Oh, that's right. You said that. You told me that.
You're friends with Michael Jordan?
Yeah. We're cool.
What?
Yeah.
Why hasn't he been on the show?
Because, dude, he's not big enough.
What? Not big enough?
Dude, Michael Jordan doesn't fit into our show, what our fans
want. We'll make it fit.
No. No. He's asked. I'm like, no.
He's asked?
Yeah.
He's asked you.
Yeah.
And you told Michael Jordan no.
Yeah.
He's asked
I'm
you.
I'm like, dude, it's
you
an
started
edgy,
with dude?
Fun show. Yeah.
It's a what?
Yeah.
What did you say after dude?
I said, it's an edgy, fun show. You totally don't fit what
he
we're looking for.
He grew a fucking Hitler mustache.
Yeah. He said we could talk about that.
The edge. There's edgy, and then there's over the edge. He's over the edge.
Yeah. He wants
he
to come
brought
on.
Back.
By the way, I just heard Ari likes to have sex and punch chicks in assholes. He told me that.
In the assholes?
Ari Shaffir. He liked to punch
them
punch them in their ass. Is that weird?
Yes.
Yeah.
I think that's
is that
very
weird?
Weird.
It's weird.
Very weird.
It's weird.
I mean, is it as weird as being called the N word?
I think it might be weirder.
Okay.
I think it's weirder.
Here's the spectrum.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh yes, please. Let's rate it.
Having, as you know, in the last episode, we talked about a guy having sex with a dead body.
All right, top. Mm-hmm.
Okay,
not,
that's
you're
top.
You're not gonna out-weird
yes.
that.
I'm gonna give you three. List them in the order of weirdness. Having sex with dead corpse.
One.
Being called the N word, and punching chicks in the ass while you bang them doggy style. Yeah.
1, 3, 2.
Yeah, 1, 3, 2.
What are they? Number, what's?
Having sex with a dead body.
Weirdest is the corpse.
Yeah, like being into punching girls in their anuses and then being called the N-word. But all really weird, for sure. I don't want you to think yours isn't weird just because
yeah,
you're
yours
like
is weird.
The most normal one on the list yeah. of crazy shit. It's like if you were like, who's worse? You know, like Pol Pot, Stalin, or Hitler.
Right.
It'd be like, you'd be like, well, fuck. I mean, I'll rank them, but they're all fucking
let me
crazy.
Be Pol Pot, please.
You're Pol Pot.
Yes.
Sam Pol Potily.
Where does my strap on with the transvestite rank on that
but
list?
But I don't think that's your fetish. I think
no.
you did that one time.
Right. So that.
What is your fetish?
Oh.
Yeah. What do you like?
I,
to be
see, I don't think Gareth has a fetish. I think he likes vagina and making love, eyeball to eyeball. Well.
Wrong. I put a mirror next to him and I just look at me.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
I can see that.
Yeah.
I can see that.
Yeah.
You just look at yourself and you smack.
Yeah. No, no, no. It's not even doggy style. It's missionary.
Oh.
I just put it right beside their faces. And I just go, just pretend I'm looking at you, but I'm not. Okay? That's my fetish.
I wish that was so true. That could be the greatest thing ever.
That'd be great.
Do you think Vicky has one? Vicky may like to get choked.
Yeah, Vicky definitely.
Vicky's going to play off anything we say. We got to look for the little eye, looks away. I think she likes, right there, that's
yeah.
a classic.
What? That's a good
one?
Yeah. What?
Oh
what did we play poker?
Yeah. When you ever see
back
lying,
off.
That's,
yeah.
that's a
no,
sign you're
Vicky,
lying.
You may as well have licked your hand. You rubbed your face more times than a cat.
Yeah. Vicky likes to get choked.
Vicky likes to get choked. I think Vicky.
Do you like think she likes to get spit in her mouth?
What?
No, I don't think she likes
that's
spit in
too
her
far.
Mouth. But I bet she likes it if someone offers her a Coke with a straw in it during it.
Yeah. Do you think she likes her doorbell rung?
Yeah, definitely likes the doorbell ring. And she definitely likes the Mormon treatment.
Getting
the
Mormon thumb in your butt? That's a
total
No, that's banging on the door.
That's a different
doorbell.
Does she
like banging on the door? I think she likes banging on the door, too. I think she likes having the doorbell rung, and then I think that might lead to a little banging when no one answers.
Doorbell rung is what, in the front reach around?
Wait, like, so every time you talk about ring the doorbell, everything up to this point, all these years I've known you, when you're talking about ringing the doorbell, you're talking about butthole?
Thumb in the butt.
Yeah. I thought he was talking about clit the whole time.
No.
What, everyone knows this?
Well, yeah. No, but I mean, ringing the doorbell to me.
What do you call thumb in the butt?
I would think that is thumb in the butt because that's one, whereas clit would be like, you know, dusting your knob. Yeah. Like, where there's so much movement. This is just very
jiggling
simple.
The handle.
I go play with the clit. Scratch offs.
Oh my god!
You're trying to play lottery scratch.
The girl's just like, oh my god, ow! You're like, fuck! I lost my nickel. I lost my nickel inside you. I played scratch off.
That's what you think.
Can I borrow your keys? I'm gonna play scratch off some more on your pussy.
What's a better name? Click
no,
the mouse.
A bad name, huh?
What should we call it? Flick the beans, boring.
Let's call it.
It's the female reach around.
Well, Burn.
Or do you make love?
Burn has that great bit where he talks about like bank teller being held up, where he just holds his arms up and then just hits the panic button like real hard with his one finger.
Bank teller hold up.
Yeah, so that's kind of the panic button.
That's great. Yeah. We'll call it the panic button.
All right, panic button.
I think she likes ring the doorbell.
She loves the doorbell getting rung. And then and then every now and then for anniversary, she'll let someone bang on the door and break in.
Oh,
I call that SWAT.
What?
Yeah, where they're taking the door ram.
All
right,
yeah.
Anybody inside, they're ramming the door.
Because there's just a lot of whispering, and then there's one big ram.
He's doing like a battering ram into an old castle. Like they're breaking in to pull out the beast or the hunchback.
Give us your women!
That's what I like.
Ring their doorbells!
That's the charade he's doing up my ass.
Lower your drawbridge! Or we will take your women and ring their doors and then bang down their doors like we have yours!
Oh my god.
Oh, man, this is what happens when your guests don't show up on time.
It seems okay.
Oh my god!
But Vicky, would you like... let's say Lenny wanted to pee on you. Could he pee on you?
Oh my god.
He wants to pee on you. And I've admitted I've been peed on.
No. We said we wouldn't talk about how Lenny wants this to happen. We said we'd just make it organic.
Remember
yesterday
right
at Subway?
Here. Spitballing.
Yep. Let's say he wants to. Have you ever been peed on? Oh my god. You've been peed on! Yes, you have been! You've been peed on! I'm calling it now! Anything you say to the contrary is a lie!
Lenny would never want to do anything
but
like that.
You've been peed on. Don't skirt the issue in a court of law. You've been peed on. How long ago were you peed on? Oh, Vicky.
Ten plus years.
10 plus years. 10 plus years. She's been peed on.
Breaking news. Breaking. Rick.
Well, don't worry. We've got some meat to feed the children.
Hey, our guest is downstairs.
Hey.
Oh, my God.
Vicky, baby.
Vicky, Bubby. Was it romantic up to that peon?
Vicky.
Was it like,
Vicky.
You.
No.
Vicky,
no,
did you want it to happen?
Oh, it wasn't a surprise.
Oh,
Did you think the guy.
Rape?
No, but like, was she like, you pee on me? Or was he like, can I pee on you?
Okay, this is how. This
oh, it's
is
a
how.
Negotiation.
Let's just. Get, okay,
Vicky, it's lead like us through I'm, this magical world called Narnia.
Okay, so you know, I'm in high school. Then there's the first serious
oh,
boyfriend, the
high
guy
school?
I lose my. No, I'm getting there. Guy you lose your virginity to, you
sure.
know, guy I went to the prom with. Yeah. He's my boyfriend yeah. in high school. Right now, I'm in college. Once I was
what
18,
grade you lose your virginity?
Junior year, 17.
Oh my god,
wow,
you're
prude.
Such a slut.
Prude.
What? That's prude. Not. That was totally...
You're a prudish slut.
Yeah, you're
a slut. Let us have our cake and eat it, too.
I waited it out.
For a chick doesn't give it up a lot, you were a whore.
I waited it out. Like, 8 months I was 16, and I was just like, I don't want to tell people I lost my virginity at 16.
Can we role play this? Can we role play this?
No.
Vicky, you play Vicky.
Wait.
No.
Or should I play The guy, and you play Vicky.
It's making it seem
let's get to the pee, and then we can play it out.
Okay.
And I love the role.
But then, there was a guy that I went out with definitely from 18 to 20, but kind of fucked around with from 18 to 22. Because okay. There's another relationship, but it's kind of like,
yeah. He wasn't
where this was
enough.
The guy, all the crazy shit.
Right.
We're going to just check off the list of crazy
shit. Oh, this is the guy you pegged in the ass?
No. No.
Nope. Nope.
Oh, this isn't
that guy. Didn't know there was that box to check yet. Yeah.
No. Right. Well, no, I don't think he would have wanted to. But I was dating that guy where it was still like I'm kind of hooking up with the other guy.
Oh, so
too.
It's cool. So you had the relationship on the side where you were fucking him up the ass, and then the other one where you were getting peed on.
Oh, no. The fucking up the ass was the main relationship where the other guy was my ex-boyfriend, in quotes, but really it was kind of like, oh, fuck him, whenever.
Okay. Walk us through the
Such
pee.
A prudish whore.
Walk us through the pee.
So this guy's, you're checking stuff off, and he suggests it.
Now, this is young punk rock, Vicky.
Yeah.
This is young punk rock, had a mohawk.
I did have a mohawk. Yeah, I did.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I was the coolest.
Punk rock Vicky had a mohawk.
Punk rock Vicky had a mohawk to be a song.
Human urinal. Vicky, a.k.a.
Oh, my God. Okay. Now it's getting crazy. Now it's getting crazy.
All right.
But,
you don't have
there
to talk.
Was, you know. And this is, by the way, this has never been discussed in the, like, 9-plus years that I've been with my husband. So surely now he's going to hear it like this.
Dude, let me tell
the
you
something. The one thing I can Lenny's think of that
care.
He doesn't
Lenny's
know.
Lenny's cool. He's laid back. He's not going to care.
He's going to laugh at me.
And I, you know, no, yeah. So
be
what?
Worse.
This is funny. We're
gonna
all
do
funny.
That too.
Yeah.
We're
yeah.
laughing at
but
you.
It's not
we're
bad.
All friends.
Look.
No, see, I think it's really bad. I think it's like,
it's
not
it's
something
weird.
I ever brought up again.
No, but it's weird.
Where I was like, I can't wait till me and Lenny get to this.
It's for sure weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's definitely strange.
So you got peed on by your high school boyfriend.
College.
College. Hold on. I thought you got peed on in high school.
Did we specify?
College.
Yeah, I didn't
you
say
sat
high school.
On
that
it,
was
dude.
Something else.
There you go.
And this is going to scare our guest who has now walked in to this.
Well, Vicky.
And
we'll bring him in. Please welcome to the show. His mustache is great. Good friend of mine. Please welcome Chris Fairbanks, everybody.
Hey, Sam. How are you, buddy? Wow, where's all that clapping coming from?
It's from the people.
The studio audience that is clearly in here.
You know him. You know him as the English actor, best known for his role as Albert Arthur Moxie in the hit comedy drama series Ruf Wurdenstein Piss.
Sam, that's Christopher Fairbank.
Yeah.
Singular.
Yeah,
different
there's
guy?
There's an S at the end of my name that separates my life from his.
Oh, my apologies.
No, it's okay. Would you
mind talking about his projects? Is that weird?
Well, he's doing really great. He's doing a lot of off-Broadway stuff in the UK
and
in,
feel about
in
that?
Great Britain and also in Britain. And not to mention England. He gets a lot of work in England.
All over that area.
Yeah, just pretty much that whole island.
What are his hobbies? I hear he's a very interesting guy.
Oddly enough, fly fisherman, and you don't do a lot of that in the England area. You do it where I'm from, Montana, which brings it back to me.
Oh, wait.
Now, let's go through on a scale of 1 to 10. How frustrated are you right now?
I got to get my air conditioning fixed.
You don't
Sam.
Have air conditioning?
I drive around. You should hear. No one should hear the things I yell in my car.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a new car and the air conditioning just stopped.
Oh.
And to fix it, you know, it's very expensive, but makes for terrific radio storytelling.
Good fodder.
Yeah. Isn't that interesting?
That's fascinating.
Wait till you hear the spin at the end. I haven't done it yet.
Oh,
so,
my God.
Yeah. That's the funny part of the story
is
I haven't fixed it, and I'm hot as the Dickens. Still, even though I'm in this cool air-conditioned booth.
Oh, my God. Well, I'm happy you're here.
Thanks, Sam.
Can you use some of that speed money? That you got from Speed?
Oh, you mean that time I was an English-speaking person in Speed?
No, didn't you have a show on the Speed Channel?
Oh, you know, it's funny you knew that I didn't even know they were the same money people, but yeah, Fuel TV,
there you go.
Very much related to Speed because they used our studio for Adam Carolla's show about tires and wheels and stuff.
I thought it was a show about Mexicans.
He also has that's on Telemundo.
I hear his new show is like Watch Me Build This Fence on Our Borders, and it's
really
all about him
show.
Keeping Mexicans
it's
out.
Just,
it's well edited.
Yeah, well, the montage that
it's
promotes
very,
it is just a series of him hitting his thumb with a hammer over and over.
It's heart-wrenching.
He's got an album out called Fairbanks with an S. It's available on Rooftop Comedy, and he's got a great podcast on all things comedy called Do You Need a Ride? Congrats.
Hey, thanks. Yeah, we pick up comics at the airport or drop them off at the airport and podcast in my car.
How many people, I mean, like, you know a lot of comedians.
Thanks. I do, I do.
So are you getting calls constantly to do this podcast?
Yeah, it's fine, because most of them, yeah, you have someone show up at your living room or in a studio or somewhere nice like this. But more people line up and want to do it if they get something out of it. So I've found that we've...
You get an 8-ball of cocaine for doing this.
Oh, yeah, I haven't even started.
Sponsored by Coke.
Yeah. Okay. Doesn't matter if that AC is working or not. You'll be sweating when you leave here.
Okay. What? I'm running an interview... What's that? Look at the screen.
Let's look at the screen.
I don't even know what you're saying.
It says he's a funny Uber, but it really says he's a funny Uber.
He's a funny Uber?
We were trying to get sponsored by Uber.
But they're in that litigation now since Uber started.
Yeah, Uber's being suing Uber.
Uber. Yeah,
Uber, of course, they put new tread on tires.
Yeah, without an umlaut.
Uber, we got your new rubber. That's their slogan.
Rubbers,
but
yeah.
Yeah, it's not. Uber was like, what? And then they're
really
getting sued.
The
but then it's funny because taxi cab drivers everywhere are suing Uber and Uber.
Yeah. Well, they're confused.
And then I'm suing Yellow Cab because I wanted to get sponsored by Uber and Uber.
It's litigation.
It's all. I'm a litigious man.
Yeah. You see Donald Sterling a lot when you go to court?
No, but I saw his doppelganger when I was in England, you know, working on a Mini commercial. It's a regular size commercial, but the car is called Mini. And this guy looked exactly like Sterling. I wish I had pictures of him right now, but I thought it was him. I'm like, oh, I guess he's hiding out in England. Same sad, melted candle-like face.
That guy, and, when the news was breaking and he saw that, he's like, I look just like that fucking guy. Shit, I got to walk later.
But I love black people.
I love black people and I love the Clippers.
I just don't want my girlfriend being seen in public with them. But I love them.
Other than that, I love them.
I love them.
And you know what's so funny in this country? Any news happens, instantly becomes a porno.
Oh, has it? Oh,
is
sure,
there?
Yeah.
Is there a Sterling porno?
Yeah.
Oh,
just
wow.
Some tranny looking chick getting airtight by a bunch of black guys.
Oh,
well,
man.
An old guy going,
why? To the news story.
If one of them was played by Magic, or was playing a character that is supposed to be Magic Johnson, I wonder if she still was a little nervous to have.
Now, did you hear when he talked to Anderson Cooper?
Come on. There we go.
I'm with it.
Me a while to say it, but.
I was with you at the end, waiting at the finish line.
Anderson Cooper?
He did an interview with Anderson Cooper, and he starts going off on Magic Johnson.
Oh, he was.
Do you hear what he was saying?
Yeah, he wasn't even answering questions.
He was just. I've heard stories about that. About even after Magic Johnson had the big press conference announcing his condition, that he was still going around banging chicks. A friend of mine, a comedian, was like, "Yeah, a couple days after, I was at this party, and this is the party where everyone's banging everybody, and I watched." Magic Johnson said buck naked with a shiner, if you know what I'm talking about.
Wow.
Whistle wet.
What?
Yeah.
Well, imagine being at that orgy. You'd be like, we should start the fucking car. This is not good.
Yeah. I
Seems
mean.
Like a high AIDS ratio at this orgy.
Yeah, that's not like having his eyebrow cut open during a basketball game.
No.
That's how he got it. So come on, it's not the 80s anymore. They have a salve that you rub on your bathing suit area and it clears the AIDS right up.
Don't worry, if you flip your mattress, you can't get AIDS.
Yeah, it's exactly like bed bugs. Wow, that's crazy, though.
Yeah.
That is crazy.
Sounds like a good porno, though.
Now, you're a great artist, I hear.
Oh, yeah, I had my career before comedy was doing illustration and stuff.
Really?
Sometimes for Hustler.
Before or after? I thought you were doing it while you were doing comedy.
I still do it here and there, but not. I used to rely on it for a living. And it was just like doing stand-up, like struggling to get work, not getting hired again by a magazine.
All the bad comedians get all the work?
Yeah, yeah. A bunch of open micers end up drawing my illustrations for me.
Right.
But yeah, I still do it here and there. But
they're really good.
Oh, thanks, man.
Do you still draw a little here and there?
Yeah, I did like...
What's it cost?
It depends on how much money I think the person has.
Okay.
Isn't that a funny way of doing it?
It makes sense.
That does make sense. You're like a senior citizens home. Like,
right.
I can bring my parents and you'll be like, okay, you look like you got $1 million.
Yeah.
It's $1,000 a month. And you look like you're on welfare, it's like, hey, give me a sandwich.
Yeah,
we're good.
I use the same, government-assisted scale as the government that assists people. That could have been said better.
Wait. Now, wait a minute.
Well, it depends. Like, if someone wants a line drawing, once Al Madrigal said, will you do drawings for my album cover? No color. That's half the there. That cuts the price right in half. And at the time, I knew he'd had a baby. That cut baby discount.
Right.
Oh my God.
But if it was him now, that would have been full color. Yeah. $500 an hour, and I would have tagged on mileage.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't. You know, he's doing better.
Yeah, he is doing better.
At the time, he was a civilian friend.
He's just a guy, and now he just shoots up the ladder.
Now he's kind of my boss. Not a boss, but he runs the All Things Comedy Network.
Yeah, him and Bill Burr.
Yep.
Are you going to be putting out this album? You put it on. What'd you put it out on?
Rooftop. Yeah.
Are you working on a new album?
Slowly. It should be out by now. I'm a little embarrassed.
No, it's all right.
But the
dude.
First one was 12 years of comedy on what, and that it's hard to.
How long
like,
did this one
that.
Take?
That was the first 12 years. Oh, all yeah. compiled the best moments. And so now, yeah, it's time to do a new one.
Yeah. I'm getting ready. I just put out my new one, and I'm getting ready to do. It is harder because this album is kind of like 6 years between albums.
Mm-hmm.
So I had 6 years to build a murder hour.
Right.
Now I'm trying to put out a new hour every year. So
it's pretty fucking ambitious, though, right?
It's not when you think about if you really break it down, it's 5 new minutes.
Right.
5 new minutes.
Me, Switchy.
Yeah, Switchy.
Me,
five
Switchy.
5 new minutes every month, which is 1 new minute a week.
Okay. Yeah, all right. Well,
about.
That's not bad.
Okay. So it's not that bad, but it's like you want it to kill. You want it to kill, right?
I've just seen too many. I'm thinking more like of bands, but bands have that great debut album and then their next one kind of sucks.
Yeah, well, look at 10, right?
Yeah, Pearl Jam,
sure.
10.
Sure.
That was out for 10 years
right.
before it blew up.
And they knew it before, right when it
so,
came out. That's why they named it
the
10.
10? Yeah.
Shocking how that worked out.
Hey,
I know.
You guys,
listen,
you guys
they
blew
were
my
able
mind.
They were able to focus on the project above the project.
You guys get along with each other. Now last time we gigged and I got a great story about us gigging together. We gigged at the West Side Comedy.
Yeah, Santa Monica.
Club. A lot of fun. I walked into you slaying it.
I had fun.
I think you did really well.
Oh, thanks.
I enjoyed it. You weren't slaying when I walked in stage. We talked a little bit.
Right.
Caught up, settled on this.
Yeah, we did.
You were going to come on.
Mm-hmm.
You went up and killed. Now, this is how much I love Chris Fairbanks. He leaves his phone open.
Uh-huh. Oh,
meaning
boy.
I can get right into it.
Oh, no.
3 years ago, this guy would have loved Black Hawk on every social media thing.
Right.
You spared him?
I was like, you know, I like him too much.
Oh, that's pretty amazing.
Oh, thanks.
I'm not kidding. That's really amazing.
Follow-up question.
Did he have a sandwich laying around?
Oh, boy.
No, okay. He did not.
Oh, boy. Okay.
By the way, that joke kills on stage now.
Oh, really? Okay.
Oh, yeah. It kills.
The whole world's aware of it.
Yeah.
Finally, it's killing crowds and not friendships.
Now, do you have a girlfriend or anything?
Yeah, I mean, we're in a little...
Just hit it phase? You're just
slump.
Crushing it?
No, we had a little break and then...
Anal? Ring the doorbell?
I don't... It's a hard question to answer right now.
Okay.
But yeah...
You don't want to define it yet.
No, but there is a person.
There is a person.
There's a person that would be disappointed by this whole conversation.
Yeah. Do you, have I met her?
Maybe, perhaps.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Are you a great lover, bro?
Yeah.
That mustache, that brings a lot of pressure.
This is just so I can get speaking roles in cat food commercials.
Yeah.
I think that when I was young, I used to anguish. I waited till I was like 21.
To bone?
To bone. And so I would I worried about it a lot.
Like, did you practice?
Yeah. On pillows. I used to masturbate with magazines. I actually rolled up magazines and masturbated with them.
The ones you were looking at or separate ones while you looked at
ones? I'd fan one out and look at the pictures. And
then you'd fuck
I didn't
picture.
Understand what it meant to use a magazine to masturbate. So I rolled it up
and you
actually
fucked it?
Stuck my dick
in
it.
Right.
But that, you know,
it.
I was a kid.
I get it.
I was a kid.
I get it.
I wish it was just a joke I made up.
I get it.
Oh, hello there.
Here, come sit
hello.
Down.
We'll get,
yeah.
Almost wore the same dress. That's all. That was the only joke I could think about.
It's now, hold on. Before you start talking, put on your headphones. And, yeah, we'll get into it. I just got a quick question, then we'll get into you guys. Are you here, too? Come here. Sit down. I don't know why I thought you were working here. I don't know why. You're like one of the hot staff members. My apologies.
They do have extremely hot staff.
Who's this new
hot
chick working here?
To talk?
Yeah.
Yes.
First, they were having me fill out like this questionnaire and taking pictures, and I was like, "Is this right?" And they're like, "Oh, you're not here for casting?" I was like, "No."
Oh, that's funny.
What if you got a
daytime
gig out of it?
I already filled out the information, so
let me. Okay, so we
Look
are
how
here
jealous
with
you are.
Who is, hold on. Everybody's talking. Who is Presley?
I am.
Okay, welcome Presley, and
thank you.
Welcome Lauren from Sam's Hoff Brew.
No,
Crazy Girls.
Crazy Horse.
Crazy Horse.
Yes.
I'm Sam's Hoff Brew.
Could I have fucked it up more?
No.
Now, Crazy Horse is totally nude?
No. That's just topless.
Okay. And Sam's Hoff Brew is butt fucking naked.
Topless, but they may as well be. They test it.
It's awesome.
It's awesome.
It is. Chris, this is Chris Fairbanks.
Hi,
funny
how
comedian.
Are you? I put on deodorant because I knew you'd be here. I bought it at CVS. That's one of the reasons I'm late. I'll admit that.
Okay.
I smelled it.
Ladies, honestly, let's be honest with them. Does he smell? Can you smell him real quick?
Can I smell your armpit?
Oh, we don't have to play that game. Oh, musk. Oh, there we go.
Smells good.
Worth me being 10 minutes late.
Yeah, look at you smelling nice for the ladies. Ladies, welcome coming down. You guys are, you're from the Crazy Horse and Sam's Hoff Brew, and you guys are helping sponsor the Rock and Pole World Championships at the Viper Room.
Yeah!
Kids are very excited.
Children are allowed.
That was awesome.
Have you been told about this event at all?
A little bit.
Will you at all be in the event?
No.
You will not pole dance for $500 worth of big bucks, sex toys, and weed.
Oh my goodness.
That's actually pretty tempting.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to look into this.
Have you ever heard of a rapper named Too Short?
Yeah.
Yes.
He's going to be the celebrity judge.
Would you look at that?
Yeah.
Well.
That just changed my whole outlook. I'm there. I'm going.
I love you both. You're both very sexy.
Thank you.
Wow. Everyone else got quiet, got creepy in here fast.
Listen, we don't talk over. You're very sexy. We all think you're very sexy.
We all think you're
very
sexy.
Thanks, you're both
on board
very sexy.
And girls.
Chris, are you do you go to strip bars a lot?
I haven't been.
Ever?
I used to go to
ever in your life?
Fantasy Island a lot. I like that one. Do you guys know that one? No. It's like a bar that you. It's very low pressure.
Very low pressure.
You have to flag down girls. They like ignore you.
Yeah.
And I guess I need
that. It's like real life.
It's the same reason I like cats more than dogs.
Why?
They ignore you, and then you have to like make them love you. Whereas cats like love
you. Is having
everyone.
A cat like having a very dogs, sissy gay man living with you, just prissy all the time?
Well, they do shred curtains.
I'm a masculine man, and I'm proud of being a cat lover.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
the
first time
I've
ever been
said. That sounded weird the way it came out. You know what I'm talking about, how you have to earn a cat's love?
Who wants a mustache, right?
And then dogs. And that's going to be part of Two Shorts extravaganza mustache rides.
Who wants a mustache, right?
That's his voice, straight from Oakland, home of the Rocks. But that dogs, you know, dogs love you all the time, and your friend comes over and they love them. And then homeless people have dogs with them. They never have cats. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah, because cats don't protect anybody.
They might have had cats.
Dogs are too high maintenance for that.
Dogs are desperado.
If you saw a homeless guy with a cat who wanted money, you'd be like, buddy, no, it's not happening. A dog, you're like, oh, poor puppy. A cat, you'd be like, you need help. You need serious mental help.
I knew I was in a room full of cat haters.
I don't hate cats.
I like cats.
I don't mind cats.
Seat.
But they're always hissing. Aren't they just always hissing these cats?
That sound effect. There it is.
That
again.
Says it all. That Chris, rebuttal?
That was the radio show. I kept getting interrupted by a cat button. There it is again. Feral and often.
Now, how long have you guys been working with the company? How long have you guys been there?
Oh, gosh.
Are you allowed to say this? Is that a weird question to ask?
No.
Is stripper a derogatory word?
No.
If I said, how long you been stripping?
How long I've been stripping? Off and on. Oh, there or?
Anywhere. In life.
Off and on for 6 years.
6 years. How long have you been stripping?
Okay, I'm not a stripper. I'm a bartender at Crazy Horse.
Oh.
But.
You will eventually strip.
Maybe. You never know.
Never say never.
That body says I'll be stripping.
They just always say never say never.
It's so funny because the guys come into the bar and I'll be the first one there at 5 o'clock and they're like, so how does this work? Like, when do you take your top off? Okay. I'm like, well, see, that's not really how this works. Like,
I can't believe they just asked that. I thought it would be first question. Where's the hand job room?
Yeah. That comes later.
The hand job room that we all know about.
I mean, coat check. Where's coat check?
There's no hand jobs at Sam's Hoffman.
I'm not getting jerked off in the coat check room, if that's what you're all thinking.
Where do I masturbate behind my coat?
I mean, is parking free?
You guys nailed it.
Sam's Hoffman. Brew is amazing.
Half bra.
It's the first time I've ever been there was last week. And as soon as I walked in, I'm like, this is the most magical place I've ever been at. It is so cool. First of all, it's been in 2 Quentin Tarantino movies.
That's pretty magical.
It's been in Kill Bill 2 and
Jackie Brown.
Okay. And you walk, and it used to be a Denny's.
Oh, wow.
And they kicked out all the fat waitresses and said, let there be dance. And they just put up a couple poles. And you walk in, you're like, I never even knew this. And I went there about like 6 p.m. on a Tuesday.
Okay.
Packed.
It's nuts.
And the kitchen is still like everything is in. They so just good. Added poles, covering the
yeah, they have
staff.
A kitchen.
It's a glorified sports bar.
That's so terrific.
It is awesome.
And I like to say it's like a rap music video at all times. Money's flying, boobs, butt. God knows what else.
What's it like if other patrons try to grab some of that flying money? Is that frowned upon?
I'm sure that's happened. Okay.
I just treat it like a cash grab.
I just tell them to stop recycling and don't be selfish.
Good. Now, here's the thing. Smart. You walk into this place, and I met Steve, the manager, nicest dude ever. And he's like, hey, I'll take you around. And I'm watching it, and there's this little ramp where girls just kind of bend over the ramp. And for $1, you insert it in, and you can play butt bongo for like 5 minutes. You just pop a pop a pop pop, and girls are like, that's awesome. I'm like, anywhere else, like in the year 2014, there's like giant bouncers are thumping people. Yeah. This place is great.
Chris, I feel like how your face looks.
Right. That's
the
a
look
really
on your face.
It's a really specific feature to be able to play asses like drums.
Yes.
I like it.
It's niche. Sure, it's niche.
You guys wouldn't do that for $1.
Of course I would.
For $1. Where else can you get that for $1?
You can't afford not to do it.
Right.
Exactly. It's an investment.
I would definitely do it. I'm going to go there today and do it.
Should we go there after this?
Field trip. We should definitely go there after this.
Are you dancing tonight?
No, I'm not.
Why'd you take Tuesday off? Slow day?
I threw my back out.
Oh, my God.
Doing what? Dish.
Twerking, of course.
Can you twerk?
Occupational hazard.
I can.
Is there any way we can see a twerk?
How much money you got?
How much do you need? How much do you need for a twerk?
Just for you, I'll do it. I'll do it.
Okay.
This is going to be
the price is
awesome.
Right.
Right now?
We'll twerk in 2 seconds. We'll twerk at the end. We're going to twerk at the end.
All right.
Can
twerk
you
twerk? It in.
I certainly can't.
Have you tried?
I'm just a bartender. I've certainly tried. Maybe with the correct amount of Jameson, I could probably twerk.
You must have to
twerk,
say.
Right.
I can do the Macarena like a boss.
You must have to say I'm just a bartender a lot.
I'm just a bartender.
It's just like anything that happens. I'm just a fucking bartender.
Yeah. Guys come in with their wives and they're like,
I'm done. Like I'm a hillbilly bartender.
Right. Anyway, here's the money for that lap dance.
You're
going to
switch soon.
Oh, do you get a lot of swingers into the bar?
Yeah. I'm telling you, like, I've had more guys ask me to give their wives lap dances than I have had guys ask me to give them lap dances.
As a dancer, stripper, mm-hmm. I think you like giving lap dances more to girls than you do guys.
No. They are worse than the guys. They think because they're a woman, they have all access. So I get, like, fingers trying to
Do they ever ring the doorbell? Do they ever try to ring your back doorbell?
I've had them attempt.
Jesus.
You just give them a little love tap.
Where you're
and
like,
go,
no, we're on the same team.
You gotta be playful with it or else they get a little embarrassed.
Well, I can see people, being the bartender, I can see people coming up and trying to talk to you more because they're like, hey, here's an accessible, she's a civilian that works here.
Yeah. You know what? I think, like, guys have, like, some weird thing with having the girls who can't take their clothes off, like, trying to get them to take their clothes off.
Are you telling me that there are people out there who want the people who they can't get?
Of course.
I'm saying that I'm that person.
I don't agree at all.
Chris, why do I have a feeling?
He wants the butt bongo.
Yeah, why was there a spotlight on me just then during that music?
Why do I have a feeling, Chris, if we were all in the bachelor party and we went, like, you wouldn't want to get lap dance from these girls. You're the one that says, I just want a hug.
Yeah. I want a hug by this. I want the security guard to hug me.
Yeah. I just want a hug.
I'm just a bartender.
You try to work at sensitivity. You try to work. That's your in to try to get laid is sensitivity.
I don't traditionally enjoy strip clubs. No offense, you
dude,
guys.
Dude, not. But then that's like saying I hate comedy clubs to comedians.
They might hate comedy clubs.
Do you guys hate comedy clubs?
No. I so badly want to be like, well, I hate comedy clubs, but I love them.
Yeah.
You couldn't do
I feel uncomfortable. I think it's not a personality flaw to feel uncomfortable.
No, no, no.
What makes you uncomfortable about it?
In a gentleman's adult club.
Now what makes you uncomfortable about it?
What's that?
Why are you uncomfortable with it?
I just know it's
Sam tough, bro.
It's a bad investment, and none of these girls really like me. That's what it's going through my head the whole time. It's like, this girl doesn't really like me.
Because I feel like sometimes...
It's like a person in the audience with their arms crossed.
When girls work jobs that involve using their sexuality that some people... think it's somewhat degrading,
right?
Because they have a problem with, and this isn't you, but other people have a problem with sexuality. Like, some people think it's really dirty, and that if you're doing that job, it's like, oh man, I got nothing else going on, and they can't really process that. In a weird way, it's an empowerment. It's a good way to make money. You can make a lot of cash, you know. Yeah, I'm sure there's some people like, I can't do anything else. But there are some people who are very smart. And again, this is not at you. This is just, I've met some people that it's like they're smart. That is mad cash to be made. And it's a great opportunity to make money
right
during a certain period of time.
Yeah, my ex is dancing somewhere south of here to pay for her school. Like, she's done with school. And she's like, well, I have to pay for it. This is the best way to make money. Here we go. Against her.
There's some people who don't want to come on this show sometimes because we've had porn stars on the show and they think porn is degrading.
Tell us their names.
I don't think.
What are their names?
But because that's neither here nor there. I don't want to get into that. But the point is like, that means you have a problem with sex.
I don't. I love porn. I love strip clubs. I just don't personally feel like, oh, hey, this is my scene when I'm in there.
I respect that, too.
Chris is back.
Let me pull out some money. I'm going to
make
some
drinks. It's your scene.
Right. I know that I have a drinking problem.
Like playing butt bongo. Pulling the
How do you feel about Jameson?
I know that if I had won, my entire story would change. So you're right. I'm a liar and an alcoholic.
We should do a Christmas party at Sam's Hofbra one time.
That'd be great.
Yeah. Just have every guest has been on. Invite him to a Christmas party.
Let's do it.
And we just do butt bongo
and let's do
to
it.
The break of dawn.
And let's do it in September.
What?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Everyone on board for that? Cool. Yeah. Feels
I like
good
to
vibe.
Think outside the box.
Good vibe. Good vibe in the room right now.
He's planning on going home for Christmas.
Yeah. Can we work around me? I'll be gone December, so September works great.
Yeah, I'm down with that. Our Christmas party in
September? Yeah.
But we have September 26th. We're doing the podcast festival.
Well, we'll get our schedules.
Okay, we'll work around that. Ladies, I know you don't dance, but I'm sure you meet a lot of guys. What clients usually come in? Like, I love samshofbra.com because you go to the pictures, and it's like, There's all sorts of like NBA players, and you know a place is great when if someone's like, yeah, take a picture of me in a strip bar.
Well, I saw a picture of Dean Winters, and I was like really excited.
Mayhem, yeah, dude.
He's calling him Mayhem. I'm like, okay, Cassidy from SVU, O'Reilly from Oz.
It's an interesting club. There's every walks of life that walk in that place, and the cool thing is everybody gets along. People you would never see on the street get along are best friends in that place, and they're all throwing money like
Bloods and Crips, cats and dogs.
There's no racism there. There's no racism
there.
I've always said
atmosphere.
That about Sam's Hofbra.
It's amazing when naked chicks are there, nobody wants to fight.
I know. Yeah.
Races get along.
Dude, you want? Hey, dude, she naked? Fuck yeah. Butt bongo, high five.
Basically.
Who's the most famous guy you guys have ever gave a lap dance to?
Or served a drink to?
Tay Diggs.
Tay Diggs?
Yes.
Oh.
I avoid them.
You avoid famous people?
I do.
Why? Because are they like chicks? They're always trying to put digits in holes?
She doesn't want to end up in the tabloids.
I just avoid them.
Okay.
All right, sure.
Is it that? You don't want to be in anything or...
Well, no, as a celebrity, no. I am
like,
offended.
Did Screech,
that's why you don't go to these places.
Did Screech get a little touchy-feely when he came in?
Here's what happens. So one of those guys come in and all the girls swarm and they are throwing money, which gives you the perfect opportunity to get all the other money from everybody else.
Oh.
Very smart. I'm there for money, not for popularity.
Sort of die hard with a vengeance move. Yeah. I like that a lot.
That's smart.
I have a question, and you don't have to say who, but are there people, recognizable people that come in that almost feel...
Entitled.
Oh, you would assume. Yeah.
Pauly Shore. Yeah. Pauly Shore?
Okay.
What are their names?
I don't know.
Oh, yeah, right.
See? That's a smart girl right there.
Yeah, I know.
You would
we
assume...
don't need names.
I know. I'm not the one asking for names. Right. It's the people, and I'm just a liaison for them. Yeah, but I hear you, Sam.
But I know because I've worked in... I bartended in New Jersey, and we would have sometimes people would come in that you would know, and everyone would assume you're going to get a fucking big tip off this person, and sometimes they don't even pay their tab.
Ooh, well, I don't know
I
how
mean, that's
that,
a crazy.
Yeah,
one.
I don't know how that one works because I'm not obviously not a waitress, but yeah, no. there's a little bit of everything there. You get the good with the bad. You just accept it and move on.
You can. This is one stop shop. You can go there. You can get a lap dance, get some drinks, get some food. It's got a food. I think it's. I've been in the kitchen. It's a great kitchen.
They're letting you in the kitchen.
Yeah, they let me into the kitchen.
Why were you in the kitchen?
Did you touch anything?
Couple Mexicans.
You touched them.
Couple Mexican chicks who I love so much.
So you're into the kitchen.
What goes good with a lap dance? What goes good is a cheeseburger. What's the best with a lap dance? Like
Jameson.
Do you guys have like meal deals? Can I get a lap dance?
What's
a side of fries? And a Budweiser?
Some guy with nacho cheese all over his fingers.
Oh, yeah, I got a dollar in here somewhere.
Playing butt bongo?
Yeah. Does that ever happen?
Like, cheesy-ass girl? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You've got cheese on your doorbell. You've got a cheesy doorbell.
I loved it, man. Full menu, full everything. Hello?
Cheese.
Hot waitresses? It's amazing.
But Sam,
I'm
walk
so
us
upset.
Through the kitchen.
What do you want?
What is it like?
Oh, it's magical. It's like right out of
they
like,
fry and stuff back there?
Oh, yeah, dude. It's like Iron Chef
pizzas?
In there. Just a bunch of European dudes.
Yeah.
Screaming at each other in
fuck,
French.
I can't wait to go to that kitchen.
Oh, that sounds great.
I'm going to go there.
Everything is free range.
Oh, that's awesome.
Wow. Yeah, it's only free range animals.
Oh, chickens,
are, in the back. Chickens are just walking around.
The strippers
around.
Are free range. They were raised on fucking free
nice.
Range
You can really taste the difference.
Oh,
really
yeah.
You can taste the difference.
You can see it in lap dance. A lot better rhythm by free range.
Yep.
I'll go to this strip club now. I didn't know it was cage-free.
It's the first ever vegan strip club.
I don't like that's cage.
Great. And free range animals.
That's
it's weird.
It's
a weird
vegan
thing.
And it's free range animals, so everybody's happy. Nobody's asking questions. It's a vegan free range chicken restaurant.
That'd be so great.
Strip bar. Strip bar, not restaurant. It's a strip bar with a restaurant.
Sorry, with a vegan free-range restaurant.
Or is it a restaurant with a strip bar?
I like to say it's a sports bar with food and a lot of half-naked girls.
Yes.
But
yes.
It's German-themed, right? Hofbrau? What is it? Sorry.
It's more stripper-themed.
Where did the name come from?
I believe it used to be a restaurant in... Oh, gosh.
Denny's.
Oh.
It was Denny's.
Was it? Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay. That one, then.
Just go with it.
Yeah.
And Crazy Horse, if I'm not mistaken, is on the site of the original Native American battle.
That's true.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Yeah, fun fact.
No.
For sure. But, Sam, have you ever been to Crazy Horse?
Yeah, I've been to... I've been to... Yeah. When? Have I? I've been to a tunnel. I used to go to the one in Vegas.
What about the one in West Covina?
No, I need to go.
I've been to that one.
You've been?
Yeah, I've been
Did
there.
Did you see me?
No, I don't think so. No.
What?
I didn't. I mean, yeah.
Of course
How
you did.
How have you been? That was the best when you were like, I'm a bartender. Remember that?
Yeah, definitely. Well, it's in West Covina. I never have seen you, and I will see Sam next week because he just said he was going to come visit me.
Yes.
But,
I did.
Yeah, it's in West Covina. It's kind of like Sam's,
but
it's bigger and nicer and prettier.
Wow. What do you mean it's like mine? Is it like my house with some chick at home asking me where I've been all night?
Sam's Hofbra.
Yeah, Sam's Hofbra.
They're both great establishments.
Now, real quick question.
Equally great.
I will go to Crazy Horse. I love it.
You
I will
have
be there.
To. You
I
have
will.
To go.
I promise.
I'm sold on both of them. I changed earlier when I offended everyone by saying I totally changed my mind. I don't know if I'm drunk on whiskey or I've just turned over a new leaf.
One of those classic change of hearts.
I have an anticipatory feeling in my pants. Oh, come on.
When you dance for the first time, will you tell us and we'll make it a big event?
I will Twitter you.
Yes.
Nice. I'm going to.
I think we'll all be in support of. Can we help you pick your stage
and
name?
And you know what you should do? You should do it Macarena? As a bartender.
Yeah, correct.
Yeah.
With that rope, with that body, you can do robot. I'm throwing, making
I'll
it rain.
I'll do whatever you guys want.
Can we pick your stage name? Can we pick your stage
right
name?
Right now. If you pick my stage name right now.
Okay, we'll get into that in 2 seconds. Okay.
I want Foxy LaCourte.
Really quickly.
Oh, wow.
That's French for the court.
We got to get into some stuff. Then we're going to play a fun game with you. We're here with the ladies. From Sam's HuffBra.com.
And Crazy Horse.
And Crazy Horse.
And Crazy Horse.
Are there free refills in the champagne room?
We do not have a champagne room.
That's why this place is great.
Yeah. What about in the kitchen?
In the kitchen? If you could make it that far, I'm sure they'd work something out. But
right. Good. That's where me and Sam, that's where we're going.
We're here for the kitchen. No butt bongo.
Get those women out of here. Which way to your kitchen?
Now, what's be great is when, like, the county comes in with the food inspectors. They're like, I see this girl just come up grinding. I see nothing. I'm excited.
It is pretty dirty, but you guys seem pretty cool. I might just look the other way on this one.
Okay, you guys have done so well. You've made it so far. Most people don't even make it this far into the show.
It's true.
We've had to kick thousands of people out. You guys have made
maybe that's why I don't like strip clubs. It's because that's what happens.
You hold your phone.
Violently kicked out.
Hey, creepy guy with the mustache. Time to go.
I thought it was a broom closet. And this is a broom that I'm holding. All right. All right. Sorry.
I love it.
What's mustache, right?
I love the bouncers. You could not get bigger and blacker, guys, than those guys. They're called Deep Space. They're so fucking huge.
Oh, my gosh.
They're fucking humongous. I'm sure they're the nicest guys ever, but they just
I'm sure
like
they're
thumpy.
All sweeties.
My favorite is Murda.
Murda?
Yes.
Murda. Black people naming their kids anything. Murda? Where were you that from?
That's got to be a nickname.
Yeah,
no, it's his real name. That's
Murda?
Murda?
See, hey, Murda, here's your Sprite.
Oh, okay.
I mean,
this is Murda? This is Rapey?
And this is Jack. Yeah. He's from another marriage.
They used to call me Mr. Meaner until I murdered somebody. Oh, I got bleeped for saying murder?
Yeah.
No, it's not murder. It's Murda.
Murda. Like
Murda.
Like Boston Murda.
But you're supposed to
murder.
Say like Murda.
Murda.
Here we go.
Murda, she wrote.
It's time to play Fun with Stereotypes.
Yay. Stripper edition.
Stripper edition.
Colon. Stripper edition.
Thank you.
We're just going to yell out stuff. You give us your honest answer. We're going to give you two choices. There's no right. There's no wrong. It's only love. Here we go.
There is a wrong, though.
Basketball players or rappers?
Basketball players. No
Why?
Tip.
Oh, great answer. No tip. You can go neither. Neither of them tip. Rappers don't tip. Unbelievable. Oh my God. Pole work or lap dance?
Say it again.
Pole work or lap dance?
Pole work.
Or getting ice. Mm.
Jameson.
Good.
You guys are scoring. You guys are killing
good.
It so far.
Good cop, bad cop. It's good.
Weed or cocaine?
Oh, God.
I'm going to go with cocaine on that one.
That's cocaine.
There was a lot of
that's
fear in your
great.
Faces.
That means she likes to do both at the same time.
Okay, here we go.
Wait, what about you?
Yeah, come
Jameson.
On.
Jameson, bingo.
That body says cocaine. Asians or Mexicans?
Oh,
Mexicans.
Asians.
Oh, all right.
Hey, Rick, we have a split.
DJs or valets? Anything.
DJs.
DJs. All right. Hip-hop or rock?
Rock.
Hip-hop.
Oh, wow. Cat fight. Here we go. Car names or woodland creatures?
What? I don't even
who
know.
Who would you rather have your name after, or stage name after, car or a woodland creature like Bunny?
Woodland creature. I'd go with Bambi.
Bambi.
I'll take car name like Ferrari or Porsche.
Welcome, Altima.
What about Lincoln?
Maxima.
Just go out with a beard and a top hat.
Welcome.
And just free
really
slaves.
Really, gotta go with the good cars. Bump it up a little.
Welcome, Infinity.
The Lincoln used to be a great car, sweetie. It used to be great. Dean Martin drove
Please
a Lincoln.
Welcome LeBaron to the stage.
Chrysler.
Sam's Hoff, brah. All right, final one. Here it is. Right now you're doing really well, but this will put you at the highest score we've ever had.
Is there even a prize?
Yes.
There'll be questions at the end, girls. There'll be questions at the end.
Here we go. Final question. Single mother or baby's mama?
What?
Wait. Can we repeat the
Definitely
question?
Not a baby
Are they
mama.
The same answer?
They're the worst.
Hey.
Are they the same?
It is
Single
what it
mama.
Is. Or baby Single mama. Mom or baby's mama?
I think baby's mama's more fun to say.
Okay. Take so it.
I think that's what this is. Which one's more fun
baby
to say?
Baby mama.
No, it's whatever you want it to be.
I'm helping the girls.
Okay. Well, ladies, you guys set the high score ever of all time. I'm fun with stereotypes.
Yay.
Congratulations.
Way to go. Yay. That was epic.
What night are you guys working? Where are you guys working? Tell our friends.
Go first.
Who is it? Who? It's Lauren, right?
Yes.
Lauren, when are you working?
I work at Crazy Horse, and I work Wednesday through Saturday.
All right. So they're going to come down and see you guys. Yes. What's the cover?
It's all different, depending on who's the DJ.
All right, we're going to work some out.
See, that's what I'm talking about.
You say the naughty show, it's going to be cheap. We're going to work it out. You go.
I typically.
Presley, where are you?
Yes, typically Monday through Friday, split shift.
What does split shift mean? You're doing the lunch breaks?
I get in around like 3, leave no later than 10-ish.
That's a great gig.
Yeah, that's a
good little shift.
Work in 3,
like
2,
it.
10.
None of that 9 to 5.
I like that. I like that a lot. Well, you guys are great. Are you guys going to think about entering the Rock and Pole World Championships?
Only because Too Short's going to be there.
Too Short.
Not impressive.
And it's the world. America's coming off this World Cup loss.
Yeah.
It's time for us to pick up the pieces and dominate the rest of the globe again.
Yes.
I just got soccer fever just yesterday.
Oh, Jesus. The timing.
When is this exactly?
July 29th.
July 29th. Where is it?
It's at the Viper Room.
Viper Room. Only where River Phoenix died. Whatever.
Yeah. All right, we're going out, ladies. Great job. We're going to watch you twerk as we go out. Do we have any music? Do we have any music? Come on, we got to see twerking. And then we're going to go out. Anything to say? All right, guys, see me at the Madhouse.
Literally nothing.
I'm going to be at the Madhouse at Comic-Con. I'm going to be the Viper Room on the 29th World Pole Dancing. Any dates?
The Improv on Wednesday. Thursday, I'll be at Flappers, the 1920s themed club in Burbank.
I'll be at Flappers tonight.
Really?
Guys, this has been a great show. You guys rock.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you so much.
This is the Naughty Show. Telling you, without you, we're just listening to our show ourselves.
And our shows. Going back to all the other shows. The old shows we're listening to.
Without you guys, we're just talking to ourselves. And remember, support your local rebellion. All right, guys. We'll see you on the other side. It's Playboy Radio.
You've got a new tag, you little devil.
There we go.
I was with you at the end, waiting at the finish line.